Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Audio Boom followers. Coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, Twitter, Facebook as well. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I've got 10 minutes and I've got a bit of a beef this evening. So, what my beef today is with those blind people, and I'm actually going to walk out and grab my cold drink while we talk. So, my beef this afternoon is with certain segments of this blind community that I am sadly a part of. And for the record, this is not everybody, this is not a entire blind community thing, this is a segment of this community that I am today sadly a part of. We're a very small community. That small community has a very few game developers. Game developers that develop games for us to play. For us to enjoy. The time and the talent and the testing that goes along with developing games like this, any blind games, is money. Why I'm here today is because two games have recently come out. One, I believe it's called Manimon, I think. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong. It's basically what it is from what I've told, and I have not played it, so I'm not going to judge it. But I've heard lots of good things about it. But it's Pokemon for the blind. They've taken Pokemon and made a Pokemon game for the blind. I've heard a lot of great things about it. I've read the demo is great to play. I can't play it at the moment because I am not on a computer that'll support it. I'm currently on an Asus Transformable tablet for a couple of weeks while I'm here in Dallas. So I can't really play it till I get home. Its cost is $40. Now, yes, while it may be high, you're not being told go buy it, okay? I bought Psycho Strike. I loved the game. I did not buy the medieval game, whose name escapes my mind at the moment, because I played its demo, didn't like it, didn't buy it. That's a choice. You have a choice whether you buy, whether you don't buy. No one's holding a gun to your head. Going on Twitter, whining, bitching, and complaining will only make developers like VG Storm walk away and stop developing games for the blind, for us to play, us to enjoy, because some segments of the blind community don't get it. Don't want it, don't buy it. Shut up. RS Games recently released an iOS client. That iOS client, from what I'm told, costs $15. I have not checked what it is in the Canadian App Store, but it is $15. There is still the free PC and Mac versions. If you don't want to buy the iOS client, don't. You're not being forced to. Stop complaining. People need to make money, ladies and gentlemen. Development isn't cheap. It costs. Music, sounds, etc. Now, if you were a beta tester or you contributed to RS Games, specifically RS Games, or to Manimon, let's say, let's take them both, and you didn't get some compensation because they're charging for the game, you didn't get a free copy or whatever, okay, maybe you have a bit of a right to be upset. But the rest of you, who just want to play for free, and don't want to shell out money because you'd rather order your 17 large pizzas, 76 cans of Coke, and 96 wings, well, you do that with your money. But don't bitch because you don't want to buy a game. You're not being forced to, so don't. The drama is for your mama, and leave it there. That is all. Good day.